Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get a Which One Wednesday coming up here in, 2 minutes. But got a couple of wake-up calls or wake-up tweets to get to. Do you still, Allie, do you still call them tweets? There's just tweets,
I do.
Right?
I can't move on to X. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't either. I don't even just call it an X post, I guess.
Yeah,
I can't it doesn't have a cool name to it.
It's kind of a pet peeve when people call it X for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Twitter.
Or Twix.
Yeah. We got a couple guys on the phone lines we'll get to in just a second. I did have Brian Collier, who was on Twitter, tweeted at me, and he made me kind of cringe a little bit. He's like, dude, current broken bone status. Dropped a floor jack on my left little toe and completely destroyed the end bone. Gone.
Oh.
No thanks. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Footcast. Pain meds.
I don't know. And look, I'll just straight up tell y'all. I think at last night with the gout situation, I would have rather had the pinky toe gone. Like I was last night, the gout and the big toe, I was like, straight up, if I could cut it off right now, I would. I would just go on with life. It's made it probably halfway through midlife crisis range. I'm ready to just do without the big toe. You know what I mean? So we'll move on from there. Appreciate you guys listening to us, man. Been a fun show so far. Shout out to Eric Jones for hanging out with us. Like I said, we'll get into Which One Wednesday in just a second. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's go out to our buddy Keith out in Dallas. Keith, good morning, man. What's going on?
Good morning. I got a kind of crazy story. But when I first went to high school, I was known as my brother's little brother. So I wanted to join the football team. My mom let me join the football team. Right. He said, I want you to join the band. I said, I don't want to join the band. It's not cool joining the band. And plus, I'm trying to get off that stigma, Darryl Cole's little brother. So I joined the football team. As soon as I joined the football team, I break my ankle.
No. Oh,
yeah. No.
And then my mom takes me to the hospital. She looks at me, and she say, if you would have joined the band, you could have got a uniform, a horn. I could have took a vacation and still had money left. And every time it rained, that right ankle swells up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Appreciate that, man. And look, I gotta tell you, what he just said right there at the end, so true. Like when there's a change in the weather patterns, I can feel it in so many different joints.
Really?
I'm like, dude, the pressure system in the air, whatever it is, getting the knee, getting the ankles. I know a lot of people deal with that. It's brutal.
Knee.
Yeah, you get it in the knee because you had the ACL before.
Yeah, and I think, yeah.
I mean, I broke my nose. I don't feel it there.
You're like, no joint.
No, everything's fine.
I've broken my nose, my pinky finger on my left hand, my big toe, my right foot got ran over by an F-350.
Okay.
I broke my nose and my big toe within like 8 hours of each other.
Yikes.
At the same sleepover.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And I've had an ACL surgery, so.
Shout out to our buddy Jake Major, who listens all the time, man. He's always like, no, I'm not holding up four fingers. It's not the fourth quarter. He's missing a thumb. He always makes
oh
a joke
gosh.
About that, man. Always appreciate him listening. As we do, everybody, thank you for listening on the radio dial. or on the Odyssey app. And it's, you know, it's time for you to take the Odyssey app wherever you're going because it's one of your favorite segments. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Which One Wednesday, and Miss Allie Mack has volunteered to host once again. Dylon will be on the judgment. Hope he does better this week than he did last week. Allie, take it away.
All right, Mike, I'm going to start this one with you.
All right.
Which would you rather?
Okay.
Braves sweep the Reds and be at 500 before this weekend, or have Ronald Acuna Jr. back before the end of the month?
I'm going to say Braves sweep the Reds and be back to 500 before mm-hmm. this weekend. I love what Ronald Acuna brings to this team, but I think the lift that you will get immediately by being back to 500 and feeling like you can kind of restart things and kickstart things, Ronald Acuna is going to be great. He's a former MVP, but I don't know that he hits the ground running. He wasn't doing that well at the plate last year before he got hurt. So we'll see what we get out of Ronald Acuna Jr. Give me the sweep, Squid Billy.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sweep. Slightly different. Look, this team needs to. This team has been without Ronald Acuna Jr. a lot in the last 4 to 5 years. When he's been here, he had a one great season, but his 22 season was okay. 23 was phenomenal, and the start of 24 was not very good. It was okay again. You have to start stringing these together. Continue to string series wins together. The Dodgers was a hiccup. Win series, and when you get healthy, you'll be in a prime spot to go on a run. And I need to be in the best spot possible when I get Strider and Acuna back.
Agreed.
Okay, Bo, we'll start with you on this one. Pearl Jam, I know you guys both wanted to go to that show. Ooh. Let's say they decide to swing back around for another show in Atlanta. You can have a front row seat next to Andy Bernard from The Office, who will sing every song plus the harmonies. Or you can have the very last row with obstructed view next to whoever you want. Which ticket are you taking?
Oh, I'm going front row at Pearl Jam because I ain't gonna hear him. I'm going to be singing the songs myself, so I won't be able to hear his annoying crap. I'll be doing it, so I'm okay with it. We're one of my favorite bands of all time, and they're one of the few bands that I really, really love that I've not gotten to see that is available to go see. So it's Pearl Jam front row the whole time. I don't even care about what he's doing because I'm going to be in my own world.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on this one, man. Look, okay. I think part of the DNA of my relationship with my wife is going to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I have one caveat when it comes to going to concerts, and she knows this. And when she surprised me the other day, she fulfilled this wish. I like sitting in aisle seats when I go to concerts. I don't want to have to worry about being a human billboard in front of the person that is sitting behind me. I don't know if you guys have seen me, but I'm not a small person. When I want to stand up, maybe I want to move the boots left and right a little bit, you know, maybe get a little shoulder wiggle. I don't want to have to worry about who's sitting behind me. I'll sit at the back of the thing all day. Get me in the building. Let me get a drink with the wife, and I don't have to worry about who else is sitting around me. I don't need to hang out with Andy Bernard. And I can jam to Pearl Jam in the back of the arena. No problems asked.
I don't obstruct people when I'm in their way.
As a shorty, I so appreciate that, Mike. So let's say Kirk Cousins does get traded. Which one would be worse? Kirk Cousins gets traded to the Saints and sweeping the Falcons, or Kirk Cousins beating the Falcons in the playoffs?
Oh dear God. Then you got to have the caveat that the Falcons are in the playoffs, so that was good, and you moved on with that. I'm gonna say Kirk Cousins beating the Falcons in the playoffs. Like, and that's brutal. I think you've taken your losses to the Saints over the years. Obviously, that's been a back and forth. That is a rivalry. You beat Tampa twice last year, and they won the division. They went on to the playoffs. So I don't want to lose to the Saints twice, especially with Kirk Cousins at the helm. But Kirk Cousins knocking you out of the playoffs in Michael Penix's first year as a full-time starter make me freaking puke, Bo.
Saints. It's always the Saints. Nothing is worse than giving them if I had to give them a starting quarterback, essentially, most likely pay part of his salary for him to go down there, figure out how to play again, and then beat me twice, which most likely will keep me out of the playoffs because that's the way it kind of goes. I mean, I know that we beat the Tampa twice last year, but we also stepped on it late in the season, which kept ourselves out. No way. There's no way I want to see him come into a Mercedes-Benz Stadium wearing the fleur-de-lis and beat us in our – no way. I would rather lose to him in the playoffs for any other team than lose to him in our own building when he's a Saint.
I do want to point out to the judge that, look, the options were laid out. And that if you get beat twice by the Saints, the other option is you're in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so I just want to point that out. Somebody's trying to scoop around. Somebody's trying to cheat. It's all right.
That's cool. I'm telling you, I think anybody, any true Falcons fan would agree with me.
Moving on and playing off our question from last week about gorillas. Which one would you rather face off with? One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Say that one more time.
Okay. Which one would you rather face off with? One horse-sized duck, a massive duck.
Okay.
Or 100 duck-sized horses, itty-bitty little horses.
Who goes first here?
Bo, you go first on this one.
I don't know.
The duck-sized horses. There's something about an animal with a beak, especially a giant one like that. Yeah. I know. I mean, I've been chased by geese before. I know it's not a duck, but no, man. Give me the little horse-sized. That'd just be like a bunch of like little rat terriers or something.
Yeah.
So I would take that because you know horses don't have the teeth the same way that like a true predator does because it's a herbivore, right? It's like a vegan, right?
Yeah.
So
it's going to grind up its food in the back on the molars. No, I'm with you. I'm with Bo on this one. But here's the thing. Here's the sticking point to me. Imagine the look on that like 18-inch beak coming at you off the front of that horse-sized duck. I'm just thinking about the Oregon duck. You know what I mean? And that thing actually being rabid and wanting to fight you. No, thank you. Like that thing would take your head off. With a 2-foot beak coming off the front of a horse sized duck, dude, that's terrifying. I'm gonna fight off the hundred horses. Yeah, I'll be good on that.
Okay, we got time for one more. Which guy will have more Cy Young awards at the end of his career, Spencer Schwellenbach or AJ Smith-Shawver? Mike, you start this one.
Yikes. I'm going to go with AJ Smith-Shawver. I think he's got the stuff. I think he's got the youth. I think we are just now scratching the surface on what he can be as a pitcher. So talented, high velocity, got great movement on all his other secondary pitches. He's going to have a long career ahead of him. Spencer Schwellenbach, I think, is great, but AJ Smith-Shawver, to me, he's got that edge that it's going to take to get that next level.
You're so wrong. Schwelly, baby, all day long. I mean, I think we forget that, you know, we want to criticize Schwellenbach. Dude's barely – he's only got 28 games in the league. And I know that AJ is young too, but Schwellenbach has like 7 pitches. He uses all of them to a great extent. Not all of them equally, but a lot of them way more. He can mix it up, and he's got that mentality up there in that head, that mindset. That guy is unbreakable. I mean, he is stone cold on the mound. Schwellenbach is going to have – more than AJ. And I love both, by the way. Ding.
Dylon, don't mess this up.
I'm not. I am very confident in my decision. Last week, a little shaky. This week, I am certain that Bo, Squidbilly Morgan, is still raving.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Which one Wednesday champ?
Unbelievable, this guy.
That's right, baby.
At this point, Dylan's just trying to push my buttons.
What?
Back. I'm not.
He's just trying to push my buttons.
What put you over?
No, I don't even want to hear it.
I know.
I don't want to hear it.
His last answer had way more conviction.
No, it's here
not,
we go.
It's not even. Wait, Mike, listen. It's not even the fact that I disagree with either one of you. I just his side was a little bit more convincing.
I got a little bit more conviction.
No, not even more of yeller. Okay. I just he won me over with that answer.
It's
man.
Not an arrogance. Anyways, it's a confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I had real facts. You're just like he's young and we haven't scratched the surface. But I gave reasons.
What was the facts that he has 7 pitches in his repertoire? That's not a reason.
He's a stone cold killer. Yeah. And he's only pitched 28 games and he's already been phenomenal. And all right, the goat.
All right.
Of this segment.
We got to go to break. Speaking
Which
of those
is
Atlanta
your segment,
Braves,
but I win it.
When we come back, we are going to talk more about those Atlanta Braves, the big walk-off win last night. Marcelo Ozuna getting it done. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio 19.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Done the game.
Liner, it's there. Verdugo's going to come home, and the Big Bear is the big hero tonight.
Verdugo comes around, the runner on second base, which I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that that is baseball rules now, where you just get the runner on second.
I don't know. Hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it too.
I don't think anyone likes it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: the people that probably work the concessions at the stadium probably like it. Because they're like, all right, we can, you know,
time to go.
Yeah, we're gonna get a two hour and 27 minute game, and we'll all roll from there.
Hey, so, give Iglesias some credit last night.
Yeah,
because he comes in and he pitches a perfect 10th inning in reality. I think he had two strikeouts and a ground out in that inning out of that situation.
Yeah, he was solid. That's a good point. He does come away with the win last night. I think it was it your buddy Daisbo Hernandez that gives up the run in the eighth, Bo?
Yeah, he did. He had this weird inning for him. He gave up two hits, an earned run, and struck out the side in between all that. So, yeah.
Obviously, awesome night last night for the Atlanta Braves. They come away with a 2-1 victory. It did, and Allie has talked me down a little bit on this today where I'm like, you know, I'm coming in a little bit sappy. Bo and I we were in our feelings to start the show because neither one of us slept last night for very different reasons. I have a battle of gout that is of titanic proportions, and Bo had to change wet diapers and spit up and everything else last night. It's so weird. Yeah.
It's so weird, Mike, and you've prepared me a little bit, but it's a guessing game.
Dude.
Oh, is your diaper dirty? Oh, it was. Okay, that's it. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not it.
It is.
You know, your outfit is your shirt got a little wet when you spit up. I'll just go ahead and change your entire thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's not it?
Yep.
Oh.
Every day is a different set of circumstances. You just really never know. And then you start getting to I'm not even going to do that. You start getting to the leap phase where you start reading those books and you're like, your kid's in his 1 month leap. You're like, why are you crying all day? Your kid might be in their 1 month leap, and you're like, ah!
What is a 1 month
leap? Yeah,
it's
this
like
is new.
The leaps are, and we are so far off topic, but it's okay because that's what we do. The leaps are things that, like, what happen when your kid learns new things. Like, all of a sudden, like, there's a leap, and I can't remember what month it is, but you have a leap at a certain point where your kid has started to understand that when you leave the room that you still exist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's a bunch of them like that over the course of the first year or two of their life where it's like your kid, you know, can't see more than 3 feet to start their life. And then like a week in, they're like, oh, wow, I can see 10 feet or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's different leaps throughout your kid's life where they learn things. They learn maybe, I don't know, colors, or they learn you're to look into your eyes or whatever it is. Like there's just different leaps along the way. And when they go through leaps, it causes them to stay up at night because they're learning new things. They don't want to go to sleep. They're just learning different things as they stare at a ceiling. So, yeah, it's like you'll have days where you're like, it's not the diaper, not the bottle. I don't know what's going on. And then you read this book and they're like, it might be a leap. And you're like, oh, God.
Well, and wow. Some don't they just learn that crying brings you back in the room?
Yes. Yes. So they are training you in a certain way.
Yes.
They are training you.
Well,
in a certain
way. I try to fight that a little bit.
Yeah.
But at 1 a.m., it's, you know, when you know your sleep is limited anyways because you wake up at 3 a.m. every morning. And you try to just do whatever it takes, you know. Mm-hmm. But I try, Amy's got this thing now where she puts her, one of those, you might have one of those, where basically it holds the baby to your chest and you can walk around with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a baby Bjorn, but it's not.
Yeah. We don't have the $900 version.
Yeah.
We have the TikTok knockoff or whatever. it works like a charm.
Yeah. Can I tell you something sad about those things? My kids refused. Because I tried. I was like, I'll put this thing on. Strap the kid to the front of me. I guess my belly or my midsection was a little bit wider than they probably were comfortable with. The kids did not want to be strapped in that thing with me.
Aww.
They're like, Dad's a little too big. Hips are a little too wide. I'm not here for this, man.
Hey, pork chop. I did. I put her in it the other day, walked across the street, and worked like a charm.
That's the best, man. That's when you start worrying about going to the bar. You take a shot, spill a little fireball on her head. You're like, hey, you're all right, kid. You know, wipe it off. a little margarita spill. Yeah, all right, pork chop.
Learning a lot about Mike today.
Yeah. Well, you're all good. Anyways, man.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. Don't even go there.
No, I'm not.
Let's get back to the Braves and Chris Sale last night. Obviously, 10 strikeouts, six and two-thirds innings, 112 pitches for Chris Sale, which stuck out to me in a big way. Comes back out for the seventh. I think he was already at 99 when he comes back out for the seventh. Talked about my conversation with Grant covering this with AJ Smith-Shawver. I just get a little weary. We are not technically in a six-man rotation yet, Bo, but Chris Sale getting to 112 is kind of one of the eye-openers from last night.
It is, but, you know, after hearing what Sale talked about how he's not afraid to lower the velocity at times, and I thought last night he kept his velocity up for most of the night. He was great, man. He pitched out of trouble in the first inning. And then in a couple more innings, he got himself in some trouble. And he was very – I don't know, Allie, when you were watching it, did you notice when he came off the field, he was not happy with the home plate umpire and some of the calls he got late. And he kind of made it known. He did some jawing as he walked off. And maybe that's what I thought anyways. Maybe I was wrong on that thought. Maybe he was just upset himself. But he definitely looked towards the home plate umpire and was not happy with – to me, with some calls, but that's a Chris Sale I need because he was edgy last night. He had his good stuff. He wasn't afraid to let it rip a little bit, but I do still think the best thing for he and Strider is a six-man rotation. And even Elder and Schwelly and A.J. Smith-Shawver, as they go longer innings, because Smith-Shawver pitched eight innings, longest he's ever pitched in a pro game.
Yep. Here is Brian Snicker talking about that outing from Chris Sale.
He was really, really good again. Yeah, it's kind of like vintage Chris Sale now. Last two or three times out, it's been really, really good. And you saw he came out, you know, velocity was really good early. Slider was really good again. You know, he was just, yeah, really good.
This is one of the reasons that wins and losses for a starting pitcher is one of the most unfair statistics in all of sports. Because you can go out and throw 112 pitches of lockdown baseball in 7 2/3. And Raisel Iglesias, great outing, but he comes away with the win. It's a little bit shallow.
It's why the voters took a stand. It was like 17 or 18 or 19 Cy Young Award with Jacob DeGrom, and he had I think he was like 9-11 or something that year.
Yeah,
and his ERA was ridiculously low, and all of his numbers were ridiculously low, but he had I'm almost positive he had like a losing record. And I'm going to look up the Cy Young year. And he won the Cy Young anyways. They didn't care. And I think it was his 19 year that he did it. But they don't care anymore. They're not looking at the wins like they used to.
Yeah. It is weird, too, because we talk about that 20-win plateau, and it seems non-existent these days. Like, you know,
he was 11-8 that year, Mike, but, I mean, he had a 2.43 ERA. He was sick. I mean, 18, he was 10-9 with a 1.7 ERA.
Mr. DeGrom?
Yeah, actually, that was 18 that he won it. The year he won it was 2018. He was 10-9 with a 1.70 ERA.
Yeah. It is interesting, too, that we're talking about you know, how unfair the wins and losses column is for Chris Sale after such a good outing last night. I never thought that we'd be talking about that with the Atlanta Braves this year. I know that, you know, you had holes and you know, you didn't know what you were getting offensively, but I think we all kind of thought that the starting rotation would be more of a red flag. And here we are, obviously May 7th, talking about, hey, the offense has let Chris Sale down once again. I just didn't imagine that was going to be a topic.
Well, it's been in ebbs and flows, though, too, because the rotation was meh to start, and they couldn't hit. And then they started hitting, and the rotation was still a little bit iffy other than Schwellenbach early. And now the rotation other than Schwellenbach has really been solid, and your hitting is still a little bit – it went back to meh. But I'll tell you this, Mike, we didn't expect to have Spencer Strider come back and start one game, immediately go back on the IL. We didn't expect Yerkson Profar to be suspended not even a week into the season.
Yeah.
You know,
are we halfway through that yet? No, we're at 35 games. Yeah, not quite.
I think it's late June when he comes back. You didn't you didn't expect Jared Kelnick to just do whatever it was that he did,
and
now
Buford.
He's not on the team. You honestly didn't expect Verdugo and Eli White to be your corner outfielders on May 7th.
Yeah, completely agree. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back, continue some of that Kyle Pitts conversation we had earlier. What does he need to do to make sure that he is in Atlanta long term? We also got a life of Squid.
Yeah, I'll tell you why we won't have a Triple Crown winner this year.
Ooh.
Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Hey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
841 Sports Radio 929 The Game. Finishing up here on the morning shift, man. A lot of fun so far today. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. It's day 8 for Allie as part of the full-time crew on the morning shift. She's still figuring out the nuts and bolts with the husband.
You know
what I mean? Working through some, two ships passing in the night. Who? When can I watch a show? When can he watch a show?
Nope, we have a date today to watch The Last of Us.
Does he do any, like, post-game stuff, Braves coverage, like, immediately after the game? I know he used to do.
He used to do a lot.
Yeah.
Right now, not as much. Okay. It's a lot of middle of the day stuff. Like, he jumped on foul territory the other day, and so that was a scramble to figure that kind of thing out. But he does a lot of stuff during the day.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, that's one of those things where, like, you know, before a couple weeks ago, you'd be like, yeah, I'll just stay up and wait for Grant to get to bed. And you're like, now you're like, start yawning. I'll see you tomorrow.
Start to see the clock get close to 9.
I'm like, dudes, dunzo. Dunzo.
I actually thought about that last night. I was like, I wonder if Allie stayed up for this game, because I saw Grant tweeting. And the next thing I know, I see a tweet from Allie. I was like, well, guess she did.
But
I was like, okay.
From two different floors, because I was like, I'm going to go to bed, because the game was almost over. And then we went to the 10th inning, and it was not almost over. So he was downstairs. I was upstairs.
Hey, yeah, and shout out to the runner on second base once again. That we're dealing with a little bit earlier night for everybody, so that we get a chance to watch the end of the game and watch the walk off from Marswell Ozuna, like I like to call him. And
by the way,
ding,
we haven't talked about this, but I was worried about Ozuna. I'm still worried a little bit. Because his next to last at bat, I believe it was the 8th inning. They come out and check on him, and he's grabbing at his leg, and it looks like he has pulled something.
Yeah, I think we lost Bo right there, but we'll get back to him.
When Wiley did his interview, Wiley kind of asked him, and maybe just don't do an interview with sunflower seeds in your
mouth. I was going to say that when you brought that up. I was like, Wiley asked him, I was like, in his post-game interview.
But I didn't know. I don't know what he said.
I don't have any idea.
Right?
I have no clue what he said the reason was for him, like, grabbing at his hamstring or whatever it was. Like, I was sitting there going, oh, yeah, great question, Wiley. Like, a lot of people wouldn't think to ask that in the heat of, like, a walk-off victory. But, hey, let's go back to that issue you had. And every word that came out of Marcel's mouth after that, I was like, I have no clue
what
he was just talking about.
Don't chew with your mouth.
You know, he's got the, obviously, English is a second language for him. But, yeah, the sunflower seeds in his mouth, and they're just flying everywhere. And I'm like, yes.
I heard line drive.
Yeah.
I know I heard
and,
that.
And granted, I thought Wiley led with a good question. He's like, you saw three straight change-ups in the final at bat. And then, how'd you sit on the heater? And he's like, yeah. I mean, I love baseball players like that, though.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name in Rookie of the Year that comes up that's squeezing the sawdust out of the bat?
Howard Stern.
Is it Hato? I think his name's Hato. When he comes, oh no, it's Hato. You know what I mean? Just squeezing. Like, yes, I like that kind of guy that's just all traps and sunflower seeds.
That character is 100% based on. I'm certain that character is 100% based on John Kruk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, I think it's John Kruk.
Yes, dude.
Which, what's funny? Okay, so Garrett, shout out to Garrett Chapman, who works here at 929, and I guess was there. He said it was a cramp, is what Ozuna said, which was inaudible in his FanDuel interview. All I heard was that. I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, I love Ozuna, but I just like, okay. But John Kruk had a moment the other day where he was he's on with, what's the guy that he's come on with us for, the Phillies guy, Tom McCarthy, I think is
his
name.
Yes, Tom McCarthy.
And he's doing, and John was like, yeah, your kid texted me about eating some kind of food, and I answered the question. He goes, but I kind of hope he chokes on it since he's a Mets fan. And then Kruk, and then McCarthy kind of like laughs, and he goes, but I mean, not in a bad way. Like, I hope he's okay. Just a little, just choke enough to, spit it out, because he is your kid.
Yeah.
And McCarthy's like, thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. Real quick before we go to Life of Squid, I teased it. We talked about Kyle Pitts earlier today, Bo, and what he needs to do this season to ensure that he's with Atlanta long term. You don't seem to think, if I'm reading you correctly, because I said if he could recreate his rookie year, that they would want to extend him. But it doesn't sound like you think there's an avenue for him to be here long term at all, because you think if he, you know, does what he did his rookie year, that he's going to be asking for too much money.
Yeah, this is kind of what I would – I mean, he's making 10.8, I think, this year. I just see a guy that if he recreates his rookie year, he's going to say, see, fully healthy, in the system, finally had a dependable delivery system since my rookie year, and this is what I can be. I'm not sure if any team's going to buy that, but I just don't think it would be here, because I think his agent, but look, take the one-year deal over here, making the $11 million or something, then they're not going to give you, and kind of be a jump off for the next contract after this year. I just don't foresee it happening. I really don't. But nothing shows me that he's going to be more than just that 600 yards and 50 catches with two touchdowns.
The only thing I will say to that aspect is how they utilize him based off of being able to finally run bootlegs this year, which you know as well as I do, I screamed for you know the better part of last year. They finally put Penix in, and the first play they run is a bootleg. I think that could be a huge part of the utilization of Kyle Pitts. If he's in the front side of a formation, you make it look like he's going to be some sort of lead-blocking tight end, then kind of runs the drag route into the bootleg. Like, that would be something that you feel like that he could excel at.
Do you trust him to do that?
I don't trust that the defense is actually going to look at him and think, oh, yep, he's going to be the front side blocker. Like they're going to see him lined up in the front side of the formation where Bijan's running the run fake, and they're going to be like, yeah, right, dude. We're not worried about this.
Well, let's talk about this real quick. I know we'll get to life squared away, but this has been my biggest issues is all I ever hear the excuse for Kyle Pitts. They don't use him right.
Yeah.
They don't use him right, and he shouldn't be blocking. And I go, well, if I can never use him to block,
sure,
then there's really no way to use him, because everyone knows he's going out in routes. And let's just be real about this. He's not a good enough route runner to just run routes. If he was, he'd be what this thing is called, a wide receiver.
Yes. And I'm glad you bring that up, because how many times have we had this conversation where people are like, you telling me you can't use a tight end with 4.4 speed? And I was like, first of all, the guy doesn't run a 4.4. He doesn't run a 4.4 anymore. Like, let's just get that out of the equation. Let's stop using combine times 5 years into this career and say, well, he's a 4.4. No, he's not. He doesn't run a 4.4 anymore. Second of all, if he doesn't run a 4.4 anymore and you have younger wide receivers that do, to your point, if you're not blocking, then where is the mismatch? Like, that's the question that we asked numerous times last year. Where is the mismatch with Kyle Pitts? If you can cover him with a corner and you can't take advantage of his blocking on a corner or safety, or you can put a linebacker on him and maybe you can't cover him, but you know he's not going to block a linebacker, where is the mismatch that you can utilize? And that's been the question all along with his career, in my opinion.
Well, that's the thing, is I hear fans say, well, they got to get him on a safety. And I just tell people, what do you mean? Like, you know the other team has some say in this, right? And they see Kyle Pitts out there and they go, hey, put that big body nickel over there. Or, you know what, roll our DB that doesn't travel with the best receiver. Roll that guy over there. Like, they're not going to say, oh, who do you want to cover Kyle? Oh, yeah, let me, you know, play his own coverage and drop that D end on him. But the other thing is I don't know if he's physical enough, Mike. You tell me, do you think he's a physical enough guy at the line of scrimmage? If you do put a linebacker on him and you put hands on him, that he's going to get off that and get in space and time and be open?
Well, I think that's – this is a perfect segue, because I was going to ask you this question. First play of, training camp, or the first day you get pads on and you line up and you go one-on-one, receiving, pass routes. If you put Kyle Pitts on Jalen Walker right now in a one-on-one situation, I'm not so sure that I don't favor Jalen Walker in that matchup. And that's crazy to think, based off everything we've seen and what we think Kyle Pitts can be. And he's obviously excelled a number of times in those matchups in training camp in the past. We've talked about it. But I think Jalen Walker is a good matchup right there. And that just leads me to the same point we've been talking about. I don't know where the mismatch is.
Well, and that's the thing. There is not a mismatch, because – look, you might see. I'm not just saying you won't see the same, like the same Kyle Pitts. I'm not saying that this won't be a different guy, right?
I hope we do,
because I think he's motivated. He's went on some stuff and talked about his motivation, and I do believe that there'll be some there. Because are you going to be happy with just what's that rookie, like $35 million? That's it. Because this is a really big year for you and your career.
Yeah,
because. Because, look, it's hard. It's I think that no matter what, first round draft picks always have a second home, bust or not, unless there's a legal issue. But the reality is who's going to go sign you for a big contract or any you know, who's going to go sign you if they can only use you one way? In this league, that position, you got to do multiple things. You don't have to be the best blocker, but you can't be the blocker he is. So it's an interesting thing, and it'll be a conversation that we talk about a lot more in this calendar year. All right, Dylan. Bear and Burton's W Sauce, and we got something new coming up. We'll talk about it. Not today.
The Vegan Shire? Oh, no. Okay.
No, that's been out there.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking.
And that was just because they had anchovies and the other stuff, I think is what it was, in the regular. But there's some new things coming out. And we're going to have those guys on. I think we're going to have Bear on here in the next month or so. So just stay tuned for that. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. And that is a brewery that is just thriving. Because, I mean, hashtag goat. Hashtag SWID. Nation, baby. All right. Sovereignty. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What beat journalism?
Journalism? Oh, dude, come on. Nobody?
Nah, you're
unbelievable.
I wasn't ready.
It beat in the Kentucky Derby, and we will not have a Triple Crown winner this year. Well, how can you say that, Bo? Why are you saying that? Why you think you can pick the future?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can in this pack because there won't be one because he won't race. And the Sovereignty will not be taking part in the Preakness. And I don't like this, but this is something that Bill Mott, who is the trainer for this horse, does. He doesn't like running his horses on 2 weeks, just 2 weeks rest when it's a race like that. And I think the mud had something to do with that. It was one of those deals, and it's happened before. It happened like, I think, two – this is the second time I believe it's happened in 4 years, guys. And it just kind of – I don't like it, but the trainer was Chad Brown. Bill Mott is the owner. But he's like, you know, as a trainer, you have to deal with the aftermath of campaigning on the Derby Trail when it doesn't work out. And sometimes it's not pretty. These horses need time physically or mentally. And it can really cost a good part of your three-year-old if you swing and miss. Because you got to remember, they're judged more than – I mean, if you win the Triple Crown – your breeding rights are going to be out there.
Yeah.
But you're also judged on your whole three-year career. If you say you race in one and you don't win, now you've got the rest of that three-year career to kind of go by, and you want to have as many wins as you can and good finishes for those breeding rights.
What do we think these horse trailers look like? Talk about the travel to all these different places. I'm just in my head, I'm like, dude, what is that? Like, is there just like memory foam mattresses on every side of these trailers?
I think it's like a NASCAR hauler, but like.
So.
But, you know, but with more padding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you don't ever want to, like, that's a, it's about a financial investment, like, in the back of your trailer. Like, you're pulling around, like, a multi-million-dollar boat almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wrap that thing in bubble wrap.
Find me a poor horse owner.
That's a good point. Good point.
So,
nonetheless.
There's a lot of money in this. I mean, you know, Jason Worth had a horse in there.
I think Herb Street has at one point as well, and I know that he loves the ponies. Herb Street has a great story in his book about how it was muddy the year that the first time ever that the champion was overturned, the Kentucky Derby champion, and he had a ticket, like a 70-1 long shot, and he ripped them all up. He was so mad, and they go all over the mud on the ground. And then he's like, wait, the race is under investigation. Oh, my God, the 70-1 won. And he's like, dude, I'm in like a three-piece suit on my hands and knees, like crawling around, like trying to piece these tickets together. He didn't say how much money he won, but it was definitely in the millions. Like, definitely in the millions. So,
I'd crawl in the mud for millions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. I would too. He said he throws them all down like a muddy countertop for the lady at the window and was like, please help me.
Let's put this puzzle together.
I got you, dude. I got you.
I was about to say, don't you have to tip for that? I tip.
Yeah. If you make $1 million, yeah, big tip. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much. Make sure you keep us plugged in on the Odyssey app. We'll be back at the same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, guys, make sure you...
stay cool, Atlanta.
Pew, pew.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.